Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Of Stand By Me sung during the royal wedding yesterday for Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
A little bit different for a royal wedding, but it sure fit, didn't it?
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of people were crinkling their noses. Like, oh, how could they sing a song? How could they sing that in a, you know, such a traditional setting? I think it's great that they sang it in a setting like that.
Well, you know, there's a good possibility that the royal couple picked that.
Absolutely,
so it's
they
their
picked
day.
It. I got news for you. Not only did the royal couple pick it, but Her Majesty the Queen approved it.
Yeah, I would imagine that.
Nothing
Her
happens
Majesty
yesterday at all without
Her Majesty.
Without her going, yes, I approve of that.
You know, I was a little.
And I want some more spam.
And they all walked down the aisle afterward.
Yeah,
going,
they did
spam,
the
spam,
funny
spam, 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 spam.
They did
spam,
the funny
spam,
Monty
spam.
Python. I would have paid any money for that. I thought this was beautiful.
Wouldn't that have been awesome.
Karen Gibson and the Kingdom Choir singing at George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. You know what this reminds me of? I mean, some people are really bent out of shape and even borderline racist comments about how dare they sing, gospel song in this very traditional setting. Have you ever been to a wedding where it's, you know, it's two different cultures in the wedding? And there are, is ethnic music from one side and something that, not everybody is used to on the other side. And half the wedding sits there and goes, well, I've never seen that at a wedding before. You know, people dancing, line dancing or, you know, whatever it happens to be. Guess what? It's a big, diverse world that we live in. And
the fact that two cultures can come together like
beautiful.
That
it's
is
beautiful.
Exactly what we need in this
I
day
think,
and age.
I think it's absolutely beautiful.
As he rattles the papers.
Well, yeah, it's because I made so many notes during the...
You came prepared.
I didn't mean to come prepared.
You'll have to fill me in because I didn't see a
did you do your homework?
No, I did no homework.
Go out in the hall.
I could not have been less interested in this whole royal wedding. I didn't follow it. I could care less who was there. And then I started watching it yesterday morning because that's all that was on yesterday morning. And I got hook, line, and sinkered into it.
You know what I was thinking also? That we are old enough to remember his mother's wedding and what a big deal that
Diana.
Was.
Diana.
Yes.
Diana. Diana.
1981?
1981. You got it, Andy. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what's really interesting? I mean, what I was saying to Rick before the news, that you could see how they looked at each other. They looked just like silly in love. And
yeah.
Go back and look at pictures of Diana and Charles. They look like they barely know each other. Diana actually looks kind of sad. Like, what am I getting into?
She's probably scared to death.
I'm sure she was, and probably a little bit ill-prepared for what was about to happen to her life. And, you know, maybe that was a wedding that should have never happened in the first place. You know, I don't know. But the other part of, you know, this is that many of us remember that royal wedding, Diana and Charles, we're not going to see another royal wedding like this for many, many, many years until the little
their
kids
children
are grown up.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I was rather surprised,
and
too.
Let me tell you something. If I'm still here doing a show when that happens, somebody hit me over the head with a mallet, please.
Do you prefer a croquet mallet or?
Hey, did he see the royal wedding?
I remember when those young ones got married. They were just little shavers. I was rather surprised that just this past week was the first time that Meghan Markle met the Queen. I would have thought that she would have met the Queen, you know, a lot sooner than that. But.
Apparently they hit it off. The tiara that she was wearing, and I can't believe that I'm saying this, and I even know this.
you did get pulled into this, didn't you?
Apparently the Queen told her to come in and take a look at all of her tiaras that she had. Apparently she has many, and she let her borrow one of her tiaras that was under the veil.
Okay,
yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, that's great.
Very nice.
That's great. It was one of those storybook things. I saw, you know, they had a lot of people that were there from Chicago because of the Northwestern connection and everything that were there that made the effort, made the trip to go to England just to be there and maybe there. Get a glimpse of the royal couple.
Be there for their friend, of course, the pastor that gave the very emotional sermon yesterday during the speech, some said inappropriate. Again, people's like, oh, heaven forbid someone should give an impassioned sermon from the pulpit.
But what was the theme of the sermon?
It was about love.
Love.
It was about love.
The Queen, did you see a couple of shots of the Queen?
Well,
she looked a little
Brits,
uncomfortable. But
a lot of the Brits, you know, they've just never experienced anything like that. But again, you know, I'll just say, have you not been to a wedding from a culture that is not your own before? And, you know, things happen during the ceremony that you've never seen before. So what?
I like it.
So what?
I like it. You come out learning something.
I think so, too. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not. And these days and this week that we've had, this past week that we've had, somebody talking about love, I'm not going to downplay that person whatsoever. Because that's the message that we all need to hear, really, after this terrible week that we've been through.
Yet another tragedy in Texas, yes.
Yeah. The shooting in Texas was horrific. The shooting in Dixon, Illinois.
Could have been much more severe in
happened.
Dixon.
This is just happening all the time now. It's ridiculous. And, you know, some people have their crumpets in a bunch because because, you know, it was a sermon that was delivered in a way that has never been delivered before in a church like that. So what? It's not the end of the world. Turns out the world did not end as a result of that happening yesterday. And I'll tell you this also, as I said before, I promise you that the Queen had to sign off on all this ahead of time. If the Queen was giving funny looks, maybe it's because somebody was snoring near her or something and she was mad about that. She knew exactly what was going to happen during this whole thing. Nothing happens in that place. Nothing happens in that whole country unless the Queen signs off on it. Everything.
Right. And, well, this was at the request of Meghan, right, to have him speak.
What's that? Say that again?
The bishop was at the request of Meghan.
Yeah.
Invited him to come and speak.
Yeah.
And he was friends with the head of the church there. They knew each other before this.
Yeah.
So it all works out.
Yeah. And did we mention that he's from Chicago also?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So we, you know, want to give all that. Anyway, I thought it was the whole thing was very, very lovely. And we'll, you know, Shawnee, we have to talk about the hats and the fashion. A lot of people don't know this. When we finish the show here every Sunday morning,
we parade up and down Michigan Avenue.
Shawnee and I, well, you don't have to. What, you made us the bosom buddies all of a sudden?
No, I have my Napa Auto Parts hat today.
Shawnee and I, after the show every Sunday, we go over to the Drake Hotel and celebrate high tea every Sunday. You know, we enjoy that and, you know, discuss all things, you know, British royalty. So we'll be discussing the wedding and
over a spot of tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those hats that they apparently Elmer's glued to the side of their heads. I like to see what kind of contraptions are in there holding those hats on. There is some major machinery going on with all that.
It might be Elmer's glue.
I think that's the safest thing to use for something like that. Okay, we have to take a break because, and I have some, you know, they had those extra receptions. We saw the ceremony, and then they had the early reception and then later receptions. We've got some exclusive audio of the later receptions that we're going to share with you later on in the show today. No other station has this. Nobody else has this.
I think I know what's coming.
What?
Well, you say exclusive audio.
Yeah, exclusive audio.
I think I know what you have, but we'll see.
No idea. Okay. All right. Let's take a break, or two, or three.
Since this is going to be a nice, calm show today.
It is. Love, because we're all about, I'm inspired
by the love. We're
all about
love.
All about love from yesterday today on 720 WGN.
We all called David Kaplan Cap. There was that one day.
Is that you, Mr. Cuban?
No, it's Mark, but yeah, it's me.
Are you sincere when you say you'll give him personally $100K to change his name to the name of your basketball team?
He's got to change his driver's license.
They got to legally become Dallas
Maverick. Oh, yeah.
Right.
For 1 year. Now, just think about that. On WGN?
It's a good buy. No, you know you're right. If you think about it, it would be a shrewd investment.
Cap came to WGN Radio in 1995 as a sports reporter and eventually joined a former Chicago Bear to co-host WGN's flagship sports talk program, Sports Center.
Live, for your listening and viewing pleasure, Dave Kaplan and Tom Waddle.
Together, they'd score the number one rated sports talk show. Just one of his many accomplishments at WGN. Cap has become one of the most prolific and influential sports voices in Chicago. But he never forgot where it started.
I love the radio station. I bleed WGN. I grew up in Chicago, in Skokie. And I remember getting ready for school every day. And I would get my Frosted Flakes. My brother and I would fight over the sports section, sit at the table, and Wally Phillips was on. So I understand the heritage of this place. I know what WGN means to this city.
In 2018, we're proud to welcome David Kaplan to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Well, flea market season is here, Chicagoland, and the folks at Wolf's Flea Market are ready for you outdoors at the Allstate Arena Rosemont, Sundays from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's something for everyone there. Enjoy the weather, stroll the aisles, and find 700 local small businesses selling antiques, art, home decor, furniture, records, recycled treasures, video games, plants, produce, gourmet pastries, and more. Chicago foodies, this is for you. Enjoy mouth-watering, freshly prepared food, including pizza, hot dogs, tacos, fruit cocktail, churros, empanadas, ice cream, and more. Find new merchandise at bargain prices, like store returns and overstock clothing, jewelry, sports memorabilia, music, and movies. Family-owned and operated since 1991, there is something for everyone. Don't miss the swap meet feature with Greg Flam, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market, on The Download with Justin Kaufman. Go to wolfs.com or find them on Facebook. That's wolfs with two F's .com. See you at the flea.
A home burglary happens every 15 seconds in the United States. Don't wait until it's too late and you become the next statistic. Secure your home, family, and possessions today with the leader in home security. Think you can't afford a new security system? Can you afford free? That's right, free. Call us today for your free security system with LED touchscreen and free installation. This state-of-the-art home security system has a $1,500 value and is yours free. And all you have to do is use our low-cost central station monitoring. Just dial **232 on your mobile phone now. The first 40 callers get an indoor surveillance camera free. Just dial **232. Get the peace of mind that comes with knowing your family and home are protected by the best 24 hours a day. Dial **232 on your mobile phone now for your free security system valued at $1,500 and free installation. Dial **232 on your mobile phone now. Dial ** and the number 232. Dial **232.
Paid for by Porch Home Alarm. Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Start your summer fun with huge savings at American Sail. Right now, save up to 50% on the largest selection of swimming pools, patio sets, and more. Pay no interest for 5 years. Pool packages start at only $42 a month installed. And American Sail has the area's largest selection of patio furniture in stock with beautiful sets as low as $69.99. See store for details. Start your summer now, but hurry. The sale ends soon. American Sail has 9 Chicagoland locations. American Sail, bring home the fun.
Every man's fantasy may be a hot wife, but trust me, no man wants a wife that's hot.
Elizabeth, am I in trouble again?
No, Dick, I'm talking about getting overheated. That's my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers. So, when your air conditioner breaks down...
And Elizabeth, it always happens on the hottest day of the year.
That's when you want expert, honest service fast.
Call American Weathermakers 60 Minute Men. We'll come to your rescue, day or night, in 60 minutes or give you a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime. Plus, we offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs. Call us for details.
And I love that you offer the best prices on repairs and air conditioning equipment every day. You'll fall in love with American Weathermakers, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free.
855-955-HBAC.
For special offers, visit our cool website, AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Any building without fire sprinklers is not a safe place. Sprinkler Fitters Local 281 has been saving Chicagoland lives and property for over 100 years. Go to sprinklerfitterschicago.org.
That old car is worth money. Visit victoryautowreckers.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to victoryautowreckers.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to victoryautowreckers.com to search their inventory. victoryautowreckers.com.
Victory. AUTOWreckers.com.
Tomorrow on the WGN TV Morning News, talking with the stars of Solo, the Han Solo sequel. Tomorrow we'll be talking with director Ron Howard about the making of the film. First, let's get a check of WGN News, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here is Dave Schwann.
More security cameras are in store for the CTA, a lot more. Over 600 high-definition cameras are being added to CTA lines. In all, 1,000 new cameras will be added. 3,800 older cameras are being upgraded. That getting underway this week. The family of the suspect in the shootings at the high school in Santa Fe, Texas, has issued a statement regarding the incident, saying the bloodshed seems incompatible with the boy we love. The first of the funerals of the victims takes place in Santa Fe, Texas, today. Chicago police looking for the parents of three children left alone in an apartment on the northwest side at Harding and Argyle. A neighbor called police about the children, who were found in what they termed deplorable conditions. They're 3, 5, and 7 years old and taken to a hospital for observation. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
If you have a loved one who's at risk in a nursing home, assisted living, or other care facility, please listen. When you turn the care of a loved one over to a nursing home or care facility, your loved one deserves only the best care in return. Now, sadly, care facilities sometimes fail to give seniors the medical and nutritional care that they need to be healthy and safe, resulting in medication errors, dehydration, choking, falls, bed sores, even physical and sexual abuse of residents. So, what should you do if the worst happens? Don't go it alone. Let Conasec and Dillon help. The attorneys at Conasec and Dillon can help your family through the difficult times after your loved one is harmed in a nursing home or assisted living facility. They can help you hold the care facility accountable for the serious harm that's caused. Call Conasec and Dillon, 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Conasec and Dillon. Call them today. Attorneys in your family's time of need. 630-262-9655.
1-877
kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm proud to announce that 1-800-GOT-JUNK is now the official sponsor of spring cleaning.
I thought we were the unofficial sponsor.
Now it's official.
Who had the power to make us the official sponsors of spring cleaning?
When you breathe clean air and smell sweet flowers and taste fresh fruit and see a clear blue sky, that's Mother Nature shouting, good job, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week. Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, a light rain has begun to fall here at the Guaranteed Rate Field, where the White Sox got a win last night, 5-3, over the Texas Rangers. Jose Abreu with some insurance solo home run, his eighth of the year. Sox will look to take the series with a victory today. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10. Reynaldo Lopez against Mike Minor for the Rangers. More good news for the White Sox. Pitcher Carlos Rodon took the mound for his first rehab assignment start. He went 5 innings for single-A Kannapolis last night, throwing 65 pitches, 42 of which were thrown for strikes. Cubs split a twin bill with the Reds in Cincinnati yesterday. They win the nightcap 10-0 behind 7 strong innings from Jose Quintana and a 4-RBI day from Jason Hayward. Reds take the opener 5-4 in 11 innings. Cubs in Cincinnati again this afternoon. Yu Darvish will take them out for the series finale. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, East final yesterday, Tampa Bay over Washington 3-2. Lightning now lead the series 3-2. In the NBA, Eastern Conference finals, LeBron James with 27 points to lead Cleveland to a 116-86 blowout of Boston. That was in Game 3. Game 4 tomorrow night in Cleveland with the Celtics up 2-1 in the series. And Justify is one win away from the Triple Crown. Next up is the Belmont Stakes on June 9th in an attempt to join just 12 other horses to win the Triple Crown.
Justify.
Justify. Wasn't that the Madonna song, too?
It was a Madonna
Justify
song.
My Love, maybe?
Good for you.
1991, back with the days that I was playing those songs on the radio.
Yeah, man. Andy Mazur playing the hits.
That song was not without controversy, you know, with the video. Yes,
yeah, here's Madonna, Justify.
Well, here on the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, Justify, and the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN Traffic. We look good on our expressways and tollways this morning. Do be careful out there as we have some rain off and on that could make some slick spots on the pavement, so be careful out there. Archer Avenue between Cicero and Pulaski remains closed because of an earlier accident. The CTA also rerouting number 62 buses there. Downtown in Chicago, the Chicago Spring Half Marathon closing Columbus Drive between Roosevelt and Randolph.
It's awfully quiet on Michigan Avenue today. Do you think it's because of that?
I think it might be because of that. I also think it's because people are fed up with this weather and they're not out.
I think people just don't want to come to Michigan Avenue anymore since they've heard that we're moving.
That we're moving. Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is, yes.
The whole street's going to shut down.
I would think the opposite, though.
When we leave, more people are going to come?
Well, no, I would think... No, I would think...
Okay, they're gone. We can go back now.
Come back.
You didn't let me finish. You did not let me finish, young man. more people would be down because they know we're leaving and they would want to get one last glimpse.
One last glimpse at the magic?
At the magic. Yeah. That's right.
I'm telling
Don't
you what,
think?
When we move, this street's going to show, you're going to see every store on Michigan Avenue boarded up.
They're going to be closed.
Yep. One by one, they're all going to start falling because we left. I don't care how many mattress stores you put in on Michigan Avenue. They're all going to start falling one by one.
One by one.
Yep.
At any rate, Columbus.
What's that noise in the background?
That's ABC giving us a briefing.
Oh, let's hear what they're saying.
It's regarding the funeral services in Santa Fe, Texas.
Are they doing coverage?
ABC? Yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have some recorded
sound.
We will
have some things from that as the morning and the day goes on.
This is exciting. This is like being behind the scenes at WGN.
Listen to you. I repeat, for those who are concerned about downtown traffic, Columbus closed between Roosevelt and Randolph. Also, all the side streets in Grant Park closed until noon for the Chicago Spring Half Marathon.
I don't know if ABC knows this, but they could send emails now. Or
yeah, they could. They could.
Instead of these announcements into a loud newsroom.
And they just continue to tell us exactly what's happening, giving us play-by-play.
All right.
Now, for personalized traffic on demand, you can get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And this report is sponsored by Casper Sleep. With a 100-night risk-free trial, you can discover how Casper has become the internet's favorite mattress. Talk about a mattress store. There you go.
Is this the mattress store that's moving in here?
It may well be. Ooh. Go to Casper.com today for special Memorial Day savings. It's Casper.com. I say we investigate and keep them as a client and do the morning program down there when it becomes Casper.com.
Good strategy.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy, periods of showers today. Overcast in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s inland, only in the 50s near the lake. Tonight, cloudy, showers and storms possible, low in the 50s, and cloudy once again for tomorrow. Morning showers and a cloudy afternoon, high in the 70s inland, around 60 near the lake. 44 now at O'Hare, 47 at Midway, and 44 at the lakefront. And our far-flung forecast takes us out east to Mineola on Long Island in New York.
I've heard of that.
Mineola.
Yeah.
Population 18,799.
Mineola, New York.
It's a small Ola.
It is.
That's right.
It is derived. You know, it's not mini me. It's not mini me.
Maxiola.
Exactly.
Much larger.
Largiola.
It is derived from an Algonquin word meaning pleasant village. Mineola, New York, on Long Island. Not all that far from New York City, really. You don't have to go too far.
No, but you just take the Long Island Railroad.
But
about 40 minutes.
You've done it.
Yep.
Well, did you know this, then, that Mineola and an adjacent airfield was the site of something very historic on this date?
Not till you tell me what it is.
Because it was on this date in 1927 that Charles Lindbergh started his flight from the United States to Paris in 1927 at Roosevelt Field outside Mineola, New York.
Spirit of St. Louis?
The Spirit of St. Louis. Yep. Flew,
Have you ever seen the Spirit of St. Louis at the Smithsonian Institute?
No, I haven't, actually. I've seen the movie.
It's very beautiful. It's cool. It's cool.
It's hanging on the ceiling. I've seen pictures of it.
Hanging on
there.
The ceiling.
Yeah. That's neat. Charlie would have had a... Would have had a pretty Lucky Lindy, they used to call him. Lucky Lindy.
Chuck.
Would have had a pretty decent day to start his adventure. Cloudy skies, but 65 in Mineola. No rain today. So there you have it. Mineola, New York, our far-flung forecast. And on this date in 1927, Charles Lindbergh taking off from Roosevelt Field. I might add that the Roosevelt name was not for Theodore Roosevelt and not yet for Franklin because he hadn't become president.
Which Roosevelt was it?
It was named for Theodore Roosevelt's son, Quentin, who was killed in World War I. So that's the name.
Is he Roosevelt from that area?
They are from the New York area, yes.
I think they were from, from
New York
State. Long Island area. Right?
Yeah, New York State. And Theodore Roosevelt's home is an historic site. Franklin Roosevelt's home is an historic site in New York. As a matter of fact, Franklin and Theodore are buried on their at their respective homes.
Hyde Park?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where FDR is buried?
Hyde Park, yes. Yeah. And the house for Theodore Roosevelt. And I'll have to look this up. But that's where he's buried.
It's a very educational show today.
Very
it's a Peabody winning show.
This is like super educational today.
Do you want a near-flung forecast?
Yeah, is it raining there?
It's raining at Guaranteed Rate Field. It is raining now.
Is it pouring?
It's coming down pretty good. And then I was just asking somebody around here today if
we're going to get this game in, and it certainly seems like we will, but there's intermittent showers expected here all day.
We'll get Mike Hamernick, meteorologist, is going to join us after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll get that. Would you say it's raining cats and dogs there?
It is raining. Yeah, I see cats. I don't see dogs quite
Maybe
yet.
Maybe puppies and kittens.
Yeah, it's probably kittens and parakeets.
Super educational show today, yeah. Yet incredibly dopey at the
Can
same time.
Can you tell
time.
How much sleep I got last night?
what time did you get finished up there last night?
Well, it wasn't even here. It was just that it was one of those nights you just couldn't sleep. It was so excited to get here today. Anticipation.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's the way all America feels on a Saturday night, knowing
waiting this show is going to start.
Exactly. Knowing they could be here, whatever is going to come out of their airwaves on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight through it, though, okay?
Are you done, Shwani?
I'm done. Yes.
Isn't there something official you're supposed
there
to
is,
say?
Yep, and here
this
it is.
This is what matters. You'll jump in when news
you
breaks.
You got it. I'm Dave Schwann in like the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is The Stuff That Matters.
Stuff That Matters.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My name is Daryl Hebron. I'm from London, Kentucky.
And you're live in London?
I'm standing right in front of Birmingham Palace as we speak.
Where will you be at for the actual service?
I'll be right outside the St. George Foreman Chapel.
You're close on so many different items.
Thrilling coverage of the royal nuptials.
You got to understand that London's like 4 days in front of us, so it's Wednesday here now.
Yes, I do understand.
All weekend and Monday morning on the Steve...
I am Sir Sheffield Calhoun of Lorne. And you are?
The Archduchess Anne Devante of Kendal.
Monday morning on the Sir Sheffield Calhoun Show on 720 WGN. Steve Cochran talks to Dr. Tim Sterneman of Brand New Smile Dental Implants.
We're talking about how people, when they don't feel confident about their smile, sort of leave themselves out of things, right?
Oh, yeah. Many of the people have told us that they're the ones that take the pictures. If you're tired of being the one taking the pictures, well, then Brand New Smile is the way for you to be in the pictures.
Now, a lot of places do implants. When people are ready to invest in their future and finally feeling good about themselves in this regard, at least in my experience, your people, I think, do a better job of taking care of patients and really anybody I've seen who do what you do.
I'd like to think so. Thank you. We've got a great team of people who have been doing this for many, many years. And I think what really sets us apart is that we're not corporate owned. We're family owned and operated. It isn't about just getting everybody through as fast as we can. It's about giving people the time that they need to find out what is the best solution for them.
Your Brand New Smile is waiting. Find out more by calling 1-800-NEW-SMILE. That's 1-800-NEW-SMILE. Brand New Smile Dental Implant Center on Randall Road in Lake in the Hills. Visit BrandNewSmileImplants.com.
Hey, Chicago. Professional baseball in Rosemont is here. Introducing Chicago's hottest new sports ticket, Chicago Dogs Baseball. Opening weekend is Friday, May 25th through Sunday, May 27th, when the Chicago Dogs take on the Kansas City T-Bones. Be among the first to experience our brand new world-class ballpark, Impact Field, located in the heart of the Rosemont Entertainment District. With great seats starting at just $9, you have no excuse to not become a Dogs fan. So go to thechicagodogs.com. Or dial **dogs on your mobile phone now to get your seat to Chicago's new professional baseball experience. Witness the Chicago Dogs' first home game ever on Friday the 25th. Join us for post-game fireworks every Saturday. And treat the kids to a day out on family Sundays. Chicago Dogs Baseball is the most affordable and accessible pro sports fun you'll ever have. So go to thechicagodogs.com or dial **dogs on your mobile phone to get your tickets for opening weekend today. Go to thechicagodogs.com now.
I set out to help my community and it ended up changing my life. I'm Mike, and I'm a community leader who helped bring Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center to the western suburbs. Years later, I was grateful to have access to proton therapy treatment for my own prostate cancer.
Proton therapy is an advanced form of radiation therapy that gives precise doses of radiation to a patient's tumor, reducing the risk of side effects and damage to surrounding healthy tissue.
The technology there was great, and the compassion of the staff was even greater. Their expertise got me back to being me again.
For nearly a decade, Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center has remained the only proton therapy treatment center in Illinois, treating a range of tumor types, including brain, breast, head and neck, lung, pediatric,
and, in my case, prostate cancer. Thanks to proton therapy, I'm healthy and back to strengthening my community.
Northwestern Medicine. What makes us better makes you better. Go to chicagoprotoncenter.com for more information.
The key to a good barbecue is preparation. You can never have too much ice. For example, no one likes warm beer. Invest in one of those special candles to keep the mosquitoes away. With the steak, thicker is always better. The last step before the big barbecue, don't forget to call Deck Tech. Deck Tech cleans, seals, and protects your deck, restoring it to its natural beauty. In fact, Deck Tech has been helping Chicagoans enjoy the outdoors for over 25 years. For a free estimate, call 800-956-DECK or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. That's RestoreYourDeck.com. Beautiful moments of the royal wedding yesterday. This is a 19-year-old cellist by the name of Sekou Kané Mason. He was supposed to make his U.S. orchestral debut with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Gets a phone call from Meghan Markle. Hey, can you play our wedding? Would love you to come and play at the wedding. He passes up his U.S. debut to jaw-dropping results. I mean, just such a beautiful, lovely job performing the song. One of the many moments during the royal wedding that we'll remember, playing Ave Maria, of course. And I just wanted to open up the phone lines for a couple of minutes. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the gospel song, gospel slash pop slash R&B song, Stand By Me, and whether or not, you know, that was an appropriate thing to do at a wedding, and, you know, whether other things that happened at this wedding were appropriate or not. And I don't even want to get in. I mean, don't want to get into it's appropriate, it's not appropriate. It's not our wedding. It was their wedding, and they chose what they wanted in their wedding, and that certainly should be good enough. But what I think it does illustrate is sometimes you go to a wedding and you see things that you've never seen before. And that's what I want to open up the phone lines for. You probably have gone to weddings and seen, experienced things maybe that you've never seen happen in a wedding before. And, you know, hopefully you went into it with an open mind and, you know, said, wow, I learned something new about somebody's culture, about somebody's background, about somebody's interests today, about their traditions. I've talked many times being of, Greek heritage, and a lot of people have come to Greek weddings and they're, number one, very surprised at how incredibly long the ceremony is. It's a very, very, very long ceremony. But there's a point at the wedding where the bride and the groom wear these crowns, I guess you might say, that are joined by a piece of ribbon. And there is a point at which the priest puts the crowns on the bride and groom, joining them, and then takes them by the hand and walks them around the altar three times. And it's, you know, it's very symbolic of the joining of the man and woman in holy matrimony. And it's something, you know, that people who have never been to Greek weddings before, I go, wow, never seen anything like that. That's really different. At the wedding receptions in Greek weddings, of course, there's, you know, American music and, you know, pop music. Cool in the Gang celebration, and you know you make me want to shout, all the songs that are required at all weddings. And I wonder if they played that at the late night reception, by the way.
You forgot the Hokey Pokey.
And the chicken dance. I wonder if they did those at the royal wedding last night, do you think?
The queen was up there.
Was the queen on the dance floor. Oh, no, you make me want to shout.
Yeah, that chicken dance is very polarizing. I used to DJ weddings back in the day.
Polarizing in what way?
There would be some that were adamant to have it, and there would be some that adamant that if you play this, we're kicking you out of here.
Right. Some people hate it. I think it's a load of fun.
I used to play the song "I Love You More Today Than Yesterday."
Yeah,
I DJed a couple
of
weddings.
Your wedding standards.
Yeah,
but you know, also, at a Greek wedding, there's all of that. But then the Greek music will start, and, you know, suddenly you've got hundreds of people holding hands, dancing in a circle. And I'm sure, Andy, right, at Jewish weddings, there's It's, you know, similar, right? Ethnic kind of music, the Hava Nagila kind of.
Oh, yeah, Hava Nagila, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Shwani? How about you?
Ceremony too.
Shwani, what about you? Anything like Ed, that you've been to a wedding, something that you've never seen before?
Actually, I was in a wedding where my friend was Jewish. He was marrying a Catholic, and we had a priest and a rabbi officiate, and it was really, really neat.
That's great.
To be part of that.
Yeah, that's.
And the families all were just, they enjoyed it. They were inspired by it. And it was inspiring for me to be in that wedding.
Yeah, I think it's really nice when you see something, you know, or something happens that you've never seen before in a wedding that is meaningful to the couple, is meaningful to their traditions, to their heritage. I think that's kind of what we saw yesterday at the royal wedding yesterday. So I'm wondering if, you know, other people have had a similar kind of experience. Jim, how about you? Hi, you're on WGN.
Yeah, Dean, I got one for you. I got a friend that married into a Filipino family, and they had authentic Filipino wedding here, and we were all invited to it. And the groom and the bride cook all the food for the reception, fish head stew and whatever it is Filipino-wise food that they eat. The other thing was, as they were getting married, as they walked in, they had guys with swords. Hmm. They were dressed in all white and swords, and they, like, walked under swords.
Wow.
And then the whole thing was done in Filipino, and that was pretty unusual.
That's beautiful. That sounds like that would be absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was. Very unique.
But you say that the food that they served at the reception was actually cooked by the bride and the groom?
Yes. That's like the tradition.
That's the tradition.
It wasn't a big wedding. It wasn't like 200 or 300 people. It was like right around 50 people.
Still, that's a lot.
They did the cooking for it. It's like some kind of tradition.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I was at a wedding, and I don't recall the ethnicity of the wedding, but there was a point at which the bride was on the dance floor, and people would come up and pin, literally with a safety pin, pin money on her dress, on the wedding dress.
I was at one of those weddings too. That was a Puerto Rican wedding.
You know what? It might have been a Puerto Rican wedding, but I'd never seen anything like that before. It's like, what are they doing to the bride?
Yeah, while they're out there on the floor dancing, people come up and pin money on it. We saw that at a Puerto Rican wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
That was something else that was unique.
I had never seen that before. And it's, you know, for a moment, I suppose I probably had a look on my face like some of the Brits did yesterday. But it's a beautiful tradition, and why not celebrate those things? Jim, I appreciate your call, pal. Thank you very much. Mary, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I remember my brother's wedding where there was a priest and a rabbi, and it was the most beautiful ceremony I've ever attended in my life. And the one striking part of the ceremony that I remember most is the crystal glass that was broken, you know, for good luck. I don't remember what the ritual meaning was, but I know it was just a beautiful thing to see.
Andy, are you there?
Yeah,
I've seen that many times at Jewish weddings where a glass is like kind of draped in a cloth and then stepped on, right, by the groom.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it was just beautiful. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know the significance, Andy?
It has something to do with the destruction of the temple.
Oh.
The temple back in the old days, I believe, and I think this is a tradition that kind of solidifies their covenant together as a man and wife.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Done under the chuppah. Is that right?
Correct. The chuppah. Yeah. Chuppah? And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not a glass, because sometimes you'd be surprised how hard a glass is to break with your heel.
Right.
Sometimes they'll substitute other things, but
yeah, you have to get like theatrical glass, like they use on TV.
Right.
But it was beautiful the way they brought both came together under the Old Testament. It was just it was a religious ceremony, so it was all very religious, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something. Don't you remember Sound of Music, where Julie Andrews walked down the aisle by herself?
Sure. To the tune of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria?
Right. So there you go.
all the way down. But that, you know what, very, very much reminded me yesterday when I saw Megan with the long veil. I said, that's like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. How do you solve a problem like Maria? Have a great day. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Since 1971, generations of car buyers have bought and serviced from Joe Rizza. Outstanding service and integrity have made Rizza Acura the most trusted dealer in Chicagoland.
And right now, lease a brand new 2018 Acura MDX, all-wheel drive for only $425 a month. Get the best of everything at Joe Rizza Acura, your premier Acura dealership. Visit Joe Rizza Acura on 159th Street in Orland Park or at RizzaAcura.com.
36 monthly, $29.99, due from customer at lease signing, plus tax, title, license, and that includes all manufacturers' incentives. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/31/2018.
Get a $10 cash card when you spend $30 on these great deals and more at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. This week only, stock up on Snuggle Fabric Softener for just $2.99 and indulge in select L'Oreal Age Perfect Facial Care just $13.99. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Visit CVS.
For help around the house with roofs, windows, kitchens, bathrooms, room additions, and basement remodels, trust the folks at MegaPros. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to helpme.megapros.com. That's helpme.megapros.com.
We want people who come to Penny Mustard Furnishings to feel comfortable and confident they'll be taken care of, not taken advantage of.
So finding the right salesperson can be tricky.
We're looking for someone special.
Confident, but not pushy.
Enthusiastic, but not annoying.
An excellent communicator who knows when to stop talking.
In other words, we're looking for a great salesperson.
We define great as someone who's honest, ethical,
plain speaking, well-mannered,
open to change,
able to follow directions,
organized, productive,
cool-headed, flexible,
a good listener.
What?
I said a good listener.
Open to constructive criticism and ideas.
And a hard worker.
It's not easy. If it was, anyone could do it.
But Penny Mustard only hires the best.
Is this you?
We're prepared to offer you insurance, vacation,
paid training, retirement plan with company match,
a 4-day work week, and more.
Apply online on the careers page at pennymustard.com.
This could be the start of something big.
Are you ready?
We can't wait to meet you.
And hello, it's just me again to tell you that you could win a 2018 Chevy Silverado on Steve Cochran's show, weekday mornings at 7:20. You want to win a Silverado, Schwani?
Sure.
Interested in that?
Certainly.
Yeah, it's a shame you're not eligible. listen, weekday mornings at 7:20 on 7:20. See what they did there? Weekday mornings at 7:20 on 7:20 WGN Chicago. If you're using a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio and tune in. News is sponsored by Moeller Honda with the latest, Dave Schwann.
And we have cloudy skies, 45 at O'Hare. Chicago police are looking for the parents of three children found in what they termed deplorable conditions in an apartment on the northwest side yesterday. They were found in a building at Harding and Argyle. A neighbor, Louisa Johnston, says she called police out of concern.
They're my little neighbors, and I always see them running around, and they're always in the neighborhood. You know, they're always outside, so I just try to make sure that they're okay. The paramedics came, the police came right away, and they're handling things, which is awesome. It's about time somebody did something.
The children, ages 3, 5, and 7, were taken to a hospital for observation. More security for the CTA starting this weekend. Over 600 new high-definition security cameras being added to CTA lines. They include cameras at the Clark and Lake station in the Loop, also the Red Line and Blue Line subways. Eventually, 1,000 new cameras will be added with upgrades to 3,800 older cameras. The mother of one of the 10 people killed at the Santa Fe, Texas high school last Friday says she thinks her daughter was targeted after she recently rejected the romantic advances of the 17-year-old charged in the shootings. Shauna Fisher made it clear she was not interested in Demetrios Pogortzis. His family has issued a statement saying the bloodshed seems incompatible with the boy we love. The first of the funerals takes place in Santa Fe, Texas today. Eruptions at the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii are growing stronger, and authorities are preparing to evacuate more residents as lava from the volcano starts to reach the ocean. More from ABC's Marcy Gonzalez.
25 miles away, they're also monitoring activity at the
summit of Kilauea, where they continue to see these ash eruptions. They say there is a possibility that there could still be a much larger ash explosion. In the meantime, they say there could be smaller ones like we've been seeing. They say there is no telling when all of this volcanic activity could slow down. They say this could continue potentially for weeks, maybe even months.
And if you're looking for a job, there's a shortage of correctional officers in Wisconsin's prisons. That shortage cost taxpayers over $42 million in overtime last year. There are over 900 unfilled corrections jobs. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, it was Star Wars night at Guarantee Rate Field last night, and a couple of young Jedis came through. Daniel Palka's two-out, two-run triple in the third gave the White Sox a lead. Lucas Giolito regrouped from a bumpy beginning to hold the lead for Ricky Renteria's team.
He minimized damage. He had a bases loaded jam that could have opened up pretty big, and he was able to minimize it, and they scored a run. All in all, I mean, I think he kept adjusting throughout the ball game. Got us through six. In the beginning, it might have looked like, man, he might have a tough time getting through five, but ended up settling down and doing a nice job just regrouping and continuing to pitch.
Jose Abreu with a Han Solo homer. I was debating whether or not to do that one.
Because the Solo movie is opening next week, so
yeah.
Any Han Solo jokes that you can do, this is the week to do them.
Okay, that was the Han Solo homer, his eighth of the season. The White Sox will look to take the series with a win this afternoon here at Guaranteed Rate Field, pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ have your first pitch at 1:10. Reynaldo Lopez going against Mike Minor for Texas. Some more good news for the White Sox. Pitcher Carlos Rodon took the mound for the first rehab assignment start. He went five innings for single-A Kannapolis last night, throwing 65 pitches, 42 of which were thrown for strikes. A split of a doubleheader for the Cubs. They lose game one, 5-4 to the Reds in 11 innings. But in the second game, Cubs shut out the Reds 10-0. Jason Hayward tying a career high with four runs batted in. Cubs in Cincinnati again this afternoon. They'll send Yu Darvish to the mound in the series finale. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Eastern final yesterday, Tampa over Washington 3-2. Lightning take a 3-2 lead in the series, can close it out tomorrow in Washington. And in the NBA, it was the Eastern Conference Finals yesterday. Cleveland, a 116-86 win over Boston in Game 3. Celtics, though, lead the best-of-seven series 2-1. Game 4 tomorrow night in Cleveland. And Justify, one win away from the Triple Crown. The next race to the Belmont Stakes, June 9th, attempting to become just the 13th horse to win the Triple Crown. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
You got that, Schwani? A Han Solo homer.
Han's Solo homer.
He used his lightsaber to get it over the wall.
The Force was with him.
The Force was definitely with him.
You think it's easy sliding into first base in a Darth Vader suit?
It's not. Running around like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
With your head cut off.
Exactly right. It's not a good thing.
Try it in an R2-D2 suit.
Ooh.
Umpire the kill. Yoda in the grass.
Yoda.
Okay, I think we've pretty much milked that one.
Okay, moving right along.
Moving along.
To WGN traffic, and we do have a couple accidents to report. The first in Chicago, inbound on the Kennedy just before Canal, or on the Ryan, rather, just before Canalport, a crash in the left center lane. 9094 just before Canal, an accident there blocking the left center lane. Out in Elgin, we have an accident on the east at Route 31, the right lane blocked there in Elgin. Downtown, we also have the Spring Half Marathon continuing until noon. That's closing Columbus between Roosevelt and Randolph and all the side streets, the cross streets through Grant Park, Balbo, Jackson, Monroe, closed for this event. Everything should reopen in the area by noon. Now, Dean, despite all the rain, we have some festivals going on.
We do.
Yes, we do. And you know what? It is starting to be that time of
year.
It's
festival season.
When we're starting to see these pop up in the city and the suburbs.
It would be great if there was a list of two or three of them right now.
Now, let it be known that here at 10:11 on Sunday morning, May 20th, this is the beginning of our reporting on the festivals. The Lincoln Park Wine Festival closing Wrightwood between Seminary and Lincoln Avenue.
Wine Festival.
That's right. Through this evening, Wrightwood Avenue between Seminary and Lincoln closed because of the Lincoln Park Wine Festival.
You can be drinking wine all day through, out there?
And into the evening, it says here. Wow. Into the evening. We also have Mayfest.
Oh, that's a good one.
Closing Berry Avenue between Ashland and Paulina. That's going to be closed until 6 o'clock tomorrow. And guess what?
That's a fun one.
Guess what else? Mm. Guess what else is happening today?
I can't imagine.
Wait a minute. Can I guess?
Go right ahead.
No, I don't want to ruin it. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to do traffic solo. Displains between Roosevelt and Harrison closed for the Maxwell Street Market.
Remind me to bring my mallet in next week.
That's why I'm on the road.
So you can avoid being
hit. Andy's a guaranteed freight partner.
For personalized traffic on demand and everything else, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago and the WGN forecast. Cloudy day today, all through the afternoon. Highs only in the 60s inland, the 50s near the lake. Cloudy tonight, showers, maybe some storms possible, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow, cloudy once again, some morning showers and a cloudy afternoon. High in the 70s inland, but only 60 near the lake. 45 now at O'Hare, 47 at Midway, and at Chicago's lakefront, we have 44. I'm Dave Schwann, solo in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the
conversation. Just going to say that about like every 5 minutes, you're just going to say solo for no
reminder,
reason.
Okay. Just as a reminder.
All right, just checking.
Ready to join this conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And watch your Sound of Music, the movie version, when Julie Andrews gets married, walking down the aisle of the church by herself. Very Meghan Markle-like. Only they didn't sing How Do You Solve a Problem Like Meghan Markle. Sure. I may be doing that today. I'm not 100% sure on that.
That is quite a scene in that movie, though,
actually,
isn't it?
Julie Andrews' dress, actually, is very similar to Meghan Markle's. It's very simple and very beautiful with a very long long veil with the captain waiting for her at the altar. I just want to watch this now.
Now, do you remember seeing this in a theater?
Big theater.
Yeah.
I want to say, I think I saw it. I think we came downtown. On rare occasion, our parents would bring us downtown to the, you know, the great old movie palaces that were downtown.
Sure.
And we'd see a movie at
Michael Todd,
the State Lake, the, yeah, Oriental, the Chicago Theater. I remember we saw some movies at the Chicago Theater back in the day when they were showing movies there. But anyway, the reason a lot of people chiming in on we were talking about weddings that that are different, things that happen at weddings that you've never seen before, and that sparked a lot of conversation on our text line, 317 area code. Indian groom, American bride, Catholic wedding in Dallas a few weeks ago. Fascinating how they blended cultures around a Catholic base. I've never been to an Indian wedding, but I know they're very ornate. And it's just loaded with symbolism and, things that I've never seen at a wedding before. Here's somebody sent a picture of you, Schwanny.
Oh, great.
Somebody sent a picture of you. They met you on Michigan Avenue. I'm just seeing on the text line. I love meeting Schwani on Friday. Oh, they were at the Hall of Fame.
They were at the
at the Hall of
Fame.
She
was a very, very nice person.
Yeah, you look like you're getting a little handsy with her.
She was so, so polite.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, no. Schwani. Now another picture that you're going to blackmail me with. Just like the ones in Greektown.
No, the ones that I have of you in Greektown are the blackmail pictures of all blackmail pictures. In northern Wisconsin, at Finnish weddings, the bride will hold a fire-cut log through the course of the ceremony. If she drops it, the marriage is doomed. So the bride has to hold a log, and if she drops it, it's bad luck for the wedding? I've never heard of that.
Interesting.
I've never heard of that.
That's a Scandinavian custom?
This says Finnish.
Finnish.
Northern Wisconsin Finnish weddings.
Hmm.
Dean, I was invited to an African-American friend's wedding. I was honored to be invited and very interested to see their traditions. We need more of this coming together. That's what I took out of yesterday, out of the royal wedding. How beautiful that, you know, the cultures are coming together and learning from one another and, you know, experiencing the best of each other's backgrounds. That's what I took. We were talking about Jewish weddings and the smashing of the glass. Mm-hmm. And lots of people are, you know, speculating lots of different reasons. The fragility of the glass, that like the fragility of a relationship, that the marriage should last as long as it takes to put the shards of glass back together again. This is my favorite one. Somebody saying the significance of the glass is that this is the last time the groom will be able to put his foot down. That's not even nice, but pretty funny though. I'll give you that. So some interesting, the point was, you know, we're just talking about, people are talking about how things happened at the wedding yesterday that have never happened at a royal wedding before. And some people seemed shocked. Some people are, you know, even a little outraged, you know, by the whole thing. But it happens all the time at weddings where you see and experience things that you've never seen before. Susie, how about you? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dean. Hi, my name is Susie. My son is a writer in California. He writes science fiction. He's written, you know, TV and so on and so forth. He got married 4 years ago to my daughter-in-law who in Marfa, Texas, and that's where that movie Giant was filmed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
Rock Hudson, Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah, yeah.
Right, right. And the streets are wide, so stagecoaches can turn around. I mean, that in itself was amazing, but it's at this venue that's all glass and it's outdoors, and my son, who's very creative. So when the person who was ordained, a friend of them, because we're Jewish, she's not, so they had someone ordained, they married the two of them, and it was great. And he says, does anybody protest this wedding? If you do, speak now. Now, all the way down at the end of the aisle appears this robot. with, you know, a huge robot. It's tin and the whole deal. And he's walking. He has a bow tie. He's carrying flowers. And he says, I protest this wedding. And everybody, like, stands up. They're, like, in shock. And,
right, because nobody's ever heard anyone right. protest a wedding before, right?
And especially a robot. And the robot walks all the way down. Everyone knows my son loves robots. And he walks down the aisle talking, I protest this wedding, Courtney, marry me, not Billy. And then he gets to the front of the, you know, where Billy and Courtney are standing. And he says, I want Courtney, please marry me, come back to me. And Billy comes out and punches him, you know, not really, but pow, bang, you know, all these effects go on. And then the circuit board breaks down and, you know, he like kind of like his head goes crazy.
Oh, great.
I give up. Courtney, you can marry Billy. And then he hands the flowers and he walks off. He stands
fantastic.
Up.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic. It is on Facebook. He posted it recently. I could get a, I'll have to get a sent to me separately, and I could send it to you because
I'll bet we can Google it. I'll bet we can do a search and find there can't be too many robot weddings. I'll bet if we search that to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I could give you when we hang up, before we hang up, I could give it to him to look up, so I could tell him what site to go to to see it.
All right, we'll put you.
It's hilarious.
That's great. That's great, and nobody was offended, right? I mean, did everyone took it in a good humor spirit? I presume, right?
Right, they were laughing, and then the other thing was before. She said, I do. When he proposed to her, he gave her a ring inside a Rubik's Cube. You know, will you marry me? And he taught her how to do the Rubik's Cube, like, in 3 seconds.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
So she said, I won't say yes to you until you do the Rubik's Cube. Well, he couldn't do it for some reason. He was nervous. He was up there trying to do the Rubik's Cube at the wedding, and eventually he got it. But, was one of those beat weddings.
I love that. Susie, hang on for a second, and Tom will jump on the line and get that information from you. That's great. How about that, if a robot would have shown up at the royal wedding yesterday?
We had a couple here on the field yesterday that we could have donated to the cause.
Robots?
Yeah, there was a C-3PO. There was R2-D2.
For Star Wars.
Yeah, for Star Wars night.
Wars night, yeah. Imagine that. The royal wedding and a robot shows up, and they go, oh, sorry, it was Prince Charles. We made a mistake. Quick break, and then Mike Hamernick joins us with our weather forecast next on WGN. Fly to the front of the line at Lit Fest. Coming up June 9th and 10th with a Fest Pass. Get yours before they're gone at printersrowlitfest.org/FestPass. 10:25, Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN, along with meteorologist Mike Hamernick. Everyone's saying they can't believe how cold and rainy it is in May. Apparently, they've never lived in the city of Chicago before. I don't think this is that unusual for late May, is it?
You probably might get one or two of these days, yeah, in late May. Sure. It's not unusual.
Memorial Day is being kind of cold and kind of rainy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we have to like it, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
It is cool out there. In fact, right now, I was looking at the temperatures along the lakefront, Dean. It's 40 degrees right now in Wilmette. We've got 42 in Des Plaines, 41 in Highland Park, and 41 degrees in Rogers Park on the north side of the city. Those are the current temperatures. So we've taken a real hit. Very chilly air is riding down the shores of Lake Michigan, all the way from Canada, down the full fetch of the lake, and it's very chilled air this afternoon and into this evening. We're not going to get out of the 40s and 50s for most of the Chicagoland area today, so it is going to be a cool day, fortunate for those festivals. But I think a couple of them have indoor tents, so you're still okay there as far as that is concerned. And rain, too. We're going to have to deal with that. The highest chance of rain is going to be now through about 2 o'clock, and after about 2 o'clock, the rain chances begin to decrease as the showers taper and end across the area. But it is really wet right now. Radar is lit up like a Christmas tree over Lake County, McHenry County. Some pretty heavy downpours, maybe even some small hail and a few of these thunderstorms that are going on right now around Crystal Lake and Mundelein. The showers are much more spotty around here in Cook County in Chicago, but even here in the city and the west suburbs and the south suburbs, expecting at least some activity in the next 4 or 5 hours before things begin to wind down. So kind of a rainy and definitely cool Sunday here in Chicago, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
At the end of the tunnel. Before we get to that, though, the White Sox going to be able to get their game in today?
I think they will. The one thing that we might be looking at is a delayed start. It could be a delayed start to the game, but this rain is going to last all day. It shouldn't last all day. Should move out around 1 or 2 o'clock, so if it does hang around the park that long, I think we'll get the game in. There's not going to be a problem with that. It's just that first hour or two of the game with some rain still lingering in the area.
Okay, now you're talking about the light at the end of the tunnel. The rest of the week,
boy, yeah,
looks great.
It,
right?
It sure does. Once we get beyond tomorrow, because we have two more rounds of rain. We have today's rain, another one late tonight, and then perhaps another round on Monday night. After that, it looks like the week should begin to dry out, or if they see any rain, it'll be a much more scattered basis. And temperatures will be a real delight. We have four 80-degree days in a row on the seven-day forecast starting on Wednesday into the early part of the Memorial Day weekend. I had to do a double take on the calendar.
Right, yeah.
It's like, no, it's not Memorial Day weekend. It is.
Because it's usually cold and rainy on Memorial Day.
Yeah, well,
chilly, not cold, but
hey,
chilly and rainy.
The beach is open at on
Friday.
Yeah,
that's just crazy talk right there.
Well, it's going to be in the 80s on Friday, so there'll be people down there, but the lake
yeah,
water.
Yeah, but won't the water temperature be like 15 or something?
Yeah, so yeah, if we're lucky. At 47 this morning, the water temperature, the Wilmette buoy.
Yeah, so is the nice weather going to extend itself through the holiday weekend?
There might be a front on Saturday where we get a few scattered showers and storms, but it's not going to cool down to anything like this, it looks like. But 80s on next Saturday, and then 70s on Sunday and 60s on Monday.
Nice.
That's the outlook right now for Memorial Day weekend. So better get it out of the way this weekend than next weekend, when most of us are going to have a three-day weekend. That's the way I'm looking at it. But boy, it's been a very wet May. 5 inches of rain so far officially at O'Hare, another 1 to 2 inches today. And then it looks like we'll tend to dry things out for the rest of the week. 60s tomorrow, 70s on Tuesday, and then 80s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Very, very nice.
70 forecast. So just today will be the worst day, the coolest day to get through. And
I don't mind a cool day. I know everyone's complaining. Yeah. I don't mind putting a jacket on a cool and have a little cool day today.
Not many of these left as we head into June soon.
Not going to stop me. Still grilling today. Don't care.
Yeah, and most of this rain should be out of here by grill time later on this evening.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We got that going for us.
Yeah, warm up. So get, stand a little closer to the grill if you're that cold.
Exactly.
There's meteorologist Mike Hammerin. Not too close. Yeah. Schwani's got an update of our news coming up next on WGN.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Introducing the Inspiration Studio at Apt. An exciting showroom that offers a truly unique shopping experience. The Inspiration Studio is home to 12 premium kitchen displays, each with its own stunning look. Part visual spectacle, part interactive experience, and completely inspiring. It's the premier destination for anyone planning a kitchen. Come see it today. Apt. Pleasing people since 1936.
Did you know that Ace Rewards from your local Ace Hardware saves you money instantly? That's instant savings. No wait. Ace Rewards members get instant savings at checkout. Sign up for free at your local Ace. It only takes an instant. Get a 2-cubic-foot bag of moisture control potting soil for just $9.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Must be an Ace Rewards member to receive instant savings. Offer valid through May 31st. See participating stores for details.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details.
And this is where I say something like, let's get a news update before the Week in Theater segment, which will feature the star of Black Ensemble Theater's new production, their Patti LaBelle story, New Attitude, the Patti LaBelle story, and live performance coming up. First, Dave Schwann with the latest, sponsored by American Weathermakers. What's the latest?
Well, Dean, being a good neighbor proved worthwhile for Louisa Johnston. She called police yesterday to check on three young children in her apartment building on the northwest side. Police found them, ages 3, 5, and 7, living in what they called deplorable conditions. Police are now looking for the parents. The children are hospitalized for observation. The first of the funerals taking place today in Santa Fe, Texas, after the school shooting on Friday. The family of the suspect, Dimitrios Pagourtzis, issued a statement yesterday saying that the bloodshed seems incompatible with the boy we love. Eight students, two teachers were killed in that shooting incident. Three men are hospitalized after being shot outside a home in Chicago's Lawndale neighborhood. This happening early this morning in the 1500 block of South Kenneth. One of the men is in serious condition. The other two are stable. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, the White Sox come from behind last night to a win over Texas 5-3. Jose Abreu, three hits, including a home run. Lucas Giolito, six solid innings in the win. White Sox will look for the series victory this afternoon here at Guaranteed Rate Field. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10. Reynaldo Lopez looking for his first win of the year. He'll go up against Mike Minor for Texas. Split of a doubleheader for the Cubs yesterday. They lose game one, 5-4 in 11 innings, but romped in game two, 10-0 in that nightcap. Ian Happ homered, and Jason Hayward tied a career high with four runs batted in. Jose Quintana pitching seven shutout innings in the victory. Yu Darvish scheduled to go this afternoon in the series finale at Cincinnati. Well, it's news we kind of already knew, but Marian Hossa made it all but official in a Slovak newspaper yesterday saying he's not playing hockey anymore. Hossa sat out all of last year because of a progressive skin disorder and the side effects of the medication to treat it. He's going to leave the game with 1,134 points, 525 career goals, and he won three Stanley Cups while a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. And Justify takes the second leg of the Triple Crown, winning the Preakness Stakes yesterday. He'll go for the Triple Crown coming up on June 9th at the Belmont Stakes, attempting to become the 13th horse in history to win the Triple Crown. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, we're looking at traffic starting to build on the Kennedy inbound. A 25-minute trip now from O'Hare to downtown, 20 minutes or so from the junction to downtown. The accident we reported on earlier in Elgin at the Jane Addams Tollway inbound at Illinois 31 is now cleared. This note in the River North area in Chicago, Wabash, between Hubbard and the Chicago River, is closed. All lanes blocked there until 8 o'clock tonight for a tower crane to be removed. Downtown also, we have the Chicago Spring Half Marathon that's been underway since about 7 this morning. That is closing Columbus between Roosevelt and Randolph. And all of the cross streets in Grant Park, Balbo, Jackson, Monroe, all closed as well. Those streets will be reopening by the noon hour. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy today. And highs in the 60s, well inland, only the 50s near the lake. Cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible, low in the 50s. The clouds continue for tomorrow, maybe some showers and thunderstorms, and a cloudy afternoon, high in the 70s inland, around 60 near the lake. We've been holding in the mid-40s all morning at O'Hare. It's 45 now, 47 in Midway, and 44 at the lakefront.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Baby.
As the song goes, I'm not calling you baby.
You want to sing a solo?
I really don't know. Baby, it's, no. Baby, I guess it's the cold. I guess the answer is no, I don't want to sing a solo.
Well, I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN newsroom, and this is the stuff that matters.
Oh, yeah.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
By 10:40, time for the Weekend Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? A couple of weeks ago, we had as guests on the program with us the stars of the Paramount Theater's Once the Musical. They were scheduled to be on our WGN TV morning news this past Friday, but the Texas school shooting happened in the middle of our show, and obviously, anything that, you know, we became all very serious news on Friday morning. So we are rescheduling. We will have the stars and some of the cast of Once the Musical on the TV morning show with us in the very, very near future. But today on our theater segment here on the radio, we're happy to welcome to the program Dawn Bless, who is a senior member with the Black Ensemble Theater. 13 years ago, she made her professional acting debut and is now starring as Patti LaBelle in their new show, A New Attitude, in tribute to Patti LaBelle. Dawn, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
During the break, you were telling me when you were a little girl, what did you used to call Patti?
I used to call her Peacock Featherhead.
Because of the wild hairdo.
Yeah,
that she
I was
used
trying to master the word spaghetti, so it was a little rough on me. So Patti LaBelle was too many syllables. So right. I just said that lady with the feathers, Peacock Featherhead.
Yeah, perfect. It's a perfect description. If you say that, you know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you were very, even from a young age, you were interested in Patti LaBelle.
Oh yeah,
and maybe influenced by her as you became a performer later on.
Oh yeah, you know what? Everybody else was crazy over Michael Jackson. I love Michael and I love Whitney, but this lady, Patti LaBelle, what an awesome woman. And I love how, you know, she really defines reinventing yourself and just continuing to be relevant even today. Of the divas, when I think of Aretha, I think of Gladys Knight, and I think of all these different people that are still with us, thank goodness. But she is still here, very present. She's getting ready to be on I think American Idol. She was on Star. She has cookbooks. She got those pies, patty pies, patty cakes.
Right, she does it all. She really does it all. And I've been lucky enough to see her perform live many times. I've been a big Patti LaBelle fan for a long time, just because you never know what's going to happen at a Patti LaBelle show.
You never
know. It's so unpredictable. But you want to talk about a performer that gives you 500% every single time. When she comes on stage, she's falling on the floor and rolling around, and she never stops. And the highest notes are even higher when she sings them, and the most emotional moments are even more emotional when she sings them. I mean, as a performer now playing Patti LaBelle, those are things I'll bet you find part of the challenge of taking this persona on.
Well, yeah, because who can be Patti LaBelle but Patti LaBelle? You know, when I think of our old school of musicians and performers, of the women, there were only two women that were very physical. One was Tina Turner, and the other was Patti LaBelle.
Right, that's very
And
true.
Even when she was with her Bluebell days, when she was kind of competing with the Supremes, I saw glimpses. If you get on YouTube and watch her performances, there are glimpses of she wants to fly.
Yeah, you can see she wants to bust out
to burst right. forth, and she's holding back. And then finally, when she became LaBelle, she was able to really just get in there and just get gutter and just be raw. And as a performer, I find that, you know what, when you come from an emotionally grounded and connected place, the physicality isn't as difficult. Now, if you are just going through the motions, it's difficult. The biggest challenge to me is actually her dialect, because she's from Philadelphia and it's very specific. And I'm from a little place, Eufaula in Spring Hill, Alabama / Chicago. So I got this southern thing going on, and she doesn't. She is a city girl.
Right.
From Philly.
Yeah.
And is a very specific kind of dialect. Now, that's the most challenging thing. And also her pattern of speech. That's more challenging.
I would think, you know, you brought up something interesting, like her reinvention.
Yeah.
Reemerging, from the days of LaBelle and going solo and really not breaking through as a solo pop performer for many years later, until the song New Attitude came out, where partially because of her nutty hair, but partially because, I mean, she broke the boundaries of everything when she came around there. That's inspiring for a performer, isn't it?
It sure is. You know what? And through our show, we talk about all of her changes and New Attitude. I remember I asked the writer, Ruben Echols, why did she name it New Attitude? He says, you know why? Because Patti LaBelle is the definition of transformation. She always was in a place where she just kept changing. You went from the Bluebells to LaBelle, and they were the first. LaBelle was the first to really hit America. They brought that London, that UK scene with them over here, while Bowie and everything were over there with their androgynous and, kind of thing going on. They brought it to America, and they were before Kiss. They were before George Clinton and Funkadelics and just that look. And then not just that, transforming from that to being a solo act and still keeping that freshness and that newness. And, you know, like I always hear her in interviews, she says that it was important that people see that outrageousness so that they can actually listen to what she had to say.
I always try to imagine also with women, performers of that age, but especially women, trying to break through the old boys club, to break through, but also especially a woman of color, an African-American woman, trying to break through with a solo success and yes. kind of control her own destiny at that time when women didn't control their own destinies. You know, they were at the mercy of, you know, managers and, you know, people who were taking advantage of their talent.
Right. But what, by the time she became solo, she had a good rehearsal with taking charge of her own destiny. Vicki Wickham, I remember hearing Nona Hendrix, who is part of the group. And I actually, Nona Hendrix is a founding member. She's Jimi Hendrix's cousin, actually. I heard an interview of them talking about how they had an all-female management team. They had a lawyer, they had a manager, and they were women in business. And so it kind of started around then.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So she was a pioneer even behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely.
How about that? Boy, it makes me love her even more. So you're going to sing for us at this early hour, right?
Yes, we are.
We're going to... two different sides of Patty with her beautiful Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is amazing. And then kind of the title song of the show, New Attitude. Yes. We're going to get that in a second from Dawn Bless, starring as Patti LaBelle in the Black Ensemble Theater's new production, which is going through June the 17th, blackensemble.org for tickets or 773-769-4451. Back with more and some live performance. On 10:51, Dean Richards Sunday morning, our weekend theater segment. This week featuring the new show at the Black Ensemble Theater, A New Attitude, in tribute to Patti LaBelle. This is the duet that she did with Michael McDonald, but we're happy to have in studio with us Dawn Bless, who plays Patti LaBelle at the show. Going to do a couple of songs for us, one kind of early Patti and her amazing version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I expect you to kick off your shoes and kick them across the room like Patty would sometimes do during a show. That's amazing. Wow.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. You ready for a little new attitude?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dawn Bless, who you can see as Patti LaBelle at the Black Ensemble Theater's production in tribute, a new attitude in tribute to Patti LaBelle playing through June 17th. BlackEnsembleTheater.org is the website if you want to get more information. Dawn, take it away. Look at that. Look at that. New attitude. And it's our guest, Dawn Bless. You want to hear some of the text? Dean, this is from the 773 area code. Dean, what a treat this is. Dawn is so talented. Definitely going to see the show, says Ellen in West Rogers Park. Here's another one, 630. Wow, I'm getting the goosebumps listening. People are loving the performance this morning. You're getting the instant reaction here.
All right. God bless them in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning. I'll be warmed up, folks, for the show even more.
Do you have one or two shows today?
Well, we actually have a special show today.
Oh, a special one.
Yeah,
today.
A Soul of a Powerful Woman with some powerful Chicago women in Chicago.
Okay.
Up at the theater today. All right. But every Thursday through Sunday.
All right.
Till June 17th.
Black Ensemble Theater, a new attitude in tribute to Patti LaBelle. Tickets at blackensembletheater.org or 773-769-4451. Theater box office is at 4450 North Clark Street in Chicago. Dawn Bless, thank you for coming in. Sounding so amazing this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Give our love to Jackie Taylor out there. Normally she comes and visits with us on Sunday morning too, but tell her we said hello. I know she's busy right now.
Thank you. I certainly will.
I appreciate it. And we'll take a quick break and update news next on WGN.
Gardens bloom beautiful and bright with plants from proven winners. Say hello to hydrangeas and add these native plants to your garden this year. Enter for the chance to win 3 1-gallon pots of proven winners. Hydrangeas at WGNradio.com/contests.
Did you know that more than 90,000 people receive emergency room treatment for ladder-related injuries every year? Are you or a loved one climbing up a dangerous ladder to clean out your gutters? Why risk it? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. Belden Leaf Guard is a patented gutter system that prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutters while funneling the water away from your home. All of their installers are company employees, no subcontractors ever. And Belden Leafguard has earned the Good Housekeeping seal not one, but 10 years in a row. Right now, save 85% off installation labor and get a free travel toolkit with your in-home estimate, plus a $100 Visa gift card with your purchase, and no money down, no interest payments for 12 months. Don't let your loved ones climb dangerous ladders. Call for your free in-home estimate. 833-4-BELDEN. That's 833-4-BELDEN. Belden Leafguard. A better home begins with Belden. Call now.
Spring into summer with a new Chevy SUV. Now through May 31st, get $2,500 below MSRP on a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier. Plus, competitive owners get an additional $2,500 in cash. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details.
Uncork and unwind. Four Winds Casino's wine tasting event, Sunday, July 8th at Silver Creek Event Center. Experience award-winning, regionally produced wines from the best local wineries, all in one place. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com for only $20 in advance and includes a souvenir glass and a wine tasting card redeemable for up to 10 tastings. Uncork and unwind at Four Winds Casino. Your entertainment escape.
All right, coming up for you, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the royal wedding, dissecting a little bit, because you can never dissect. It practically got no coverage at all, Schwani, yesterday. That royal wedding, hardly anybody talked
virtually
about.
Virtually ignored.
Practically ignored by a billion people worldwide yesterday. So we'll,
No one went.
Yeah, no stars were there.
No one was there.
Nothing. It was embarrassing. You throw a wedding and nobody shows up, it's embarrassing. Really?
I couldn't imagine why they were showing a Kansas City Royals game overnight like that. I mean, it didn't really mean that much. I mean, the Kansas City Royals aren't much right now.
Right. The Queen sitting there.
Is anyone showing up at this wedding?
Yeah, there were reruns of Dennis the Menace, too.
Two dogs and a beer. This way. Thank you.
So if that's not incentive to stay tuned to listen, I don't know what is. You know what? Steve Cochran is giving away a 2018 Chevy Silverado. You can get details weekday mornings at 7:20. Get this. Get the coincidence of this. He gives away the details on how to win. Weekday mornings at 7:20. Schwani, what is our dial position?
7:20.
What an odd coincidence that would be.
I can't believe it.
It was meant to be.
It's hard to believe that somehow that happened.
That was
like
fate.
That.
It was fate.
I'd like to win this Chevy Silverado.
Steering wheel's on the wrong side, dear.
That's my point.
Why are they driving on the right side of the road? And where's my spam?
WGN Chicago.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam. If you're a smart speaker, play play WG.
Play WGN Radio on my Royal Smart Speaker.
On TuneIn, Snooze is sponsored by Rogers Roofing. Here's Dave Schwan.
Well, we have light rain and 46 at O'Hare. In the wake of last week's deadly school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas said guns are part of the reality of our country. Speaking on ABC's This Week, he said the solution to school shootings is not gun control. Immediately following the interview, Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter Jamie was killed in the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, came on ABC's This Week to disagree.
I'm here this weekend at what was supposed to be my daughter's dance recital, where they're honoring my daughter's memory instead of having my daughter dance. And for that man to make those moronic comments, unacceptable.
The first of the funerals in Santa Fe, Texas, takes place today. The family of the suspect in the shooting, Demetrius Pagortsis, issued a statement yesterday saying bloodshed seems incompatible with the boy that we love. Three men are hospitalized in Chicago after being shot outside a home in the Lawndale neighborhood this morning. This happening in the 1500 block of South Kenneth. One of the men is in serious condition. The other two are stable. The company whose 39-year-old plane crashed in Havana, Cuba last week is now under the Mexican government's investigation. Mexico says its National Civil Aviation Authority will carry out an operational audit of the company to see if it's abiding by regulations. 110 people were killed in that crash. Medical marijuana in schools in Illinois is one step from becoming reality. WGN's Roger Battish has more.
The state Senate voted 50-2 to allow students qualify for medical marijuana to consume it on school premises, as long as they don't smoke it and school officials agree that it won't disrupt other students. The law would allow parents, guardians, or caregivers to administer drops or oils at school. School personnel would not be required to do so. The bill is sitting on Governor Rauner's desk awaiting a signature. Roger Batters, WGN News.
And now WGN Community Corners, brought to you by WOW Internet TV Phone. Here's Ryan Burrow with a report on a new solar facility that opened to the public in St. Charles last week.
The solar plant at 850 Equity Drive is part of the Illinois Municipal Electric Agency, supplying wholesale power to the city of St. Charles. It includes more than 4,800 solar panels with the supplemental electric capacity of 650,000 kilowatt hours per year, enough energy to supply about 77 St. Charles customers. I'm Ryan Burrow with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, a series victory could happen for the White Sox here this afternoon with a win over Texas. Sox coming back to win last night's game 5-3. Daniel Polka's two-out, two-run triple gave the White Sox a lead they did not give up. Today it's the finale of the four-game set against the Rangers. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ the first pitch at 1:10. Reynaldo Lopez for the Sox against Mike Minor for the Texas Rangers. Carlos Rodon began his road back to the big leagues. The Sox lefty made his first rehab start last night for single-A Kannapolis. He went five innings, gave up a run in throwing 65 pitches. Cubs in Cincinnati today finishing up their series with the Reds. The team split the doubleheader yesterday. Reds taking game one 5-4 in 11 innings. All Cubs in the nightcap, a 10-0 victory. Yu Darvish would go for the Cubs today against Tyler Mahle for the Reds this afternoon. NBA Western Conference Finals continuing tonight. Game three between the Warriors and the Rockets. That series is all tied at one game apiece. Game five of the NHL Stanley Cup Western Conference Final. It's this afternoon in Winnipeg. The Jets are looking to stay alive in the series. A Golden Knights victory, and the expansion team is on its way to the Stanley Cup Final. Justify takes the second leg of the Triple Crown, winning the Preakness yesterday. Next running at the Belmont Stakes on June 9th. In an attempt to join just 12 other horses to win the Triple Crown. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, we're looking at delays on a number of expressways now. Let's start with the Kennedy. It's a 35-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown, from the junction to downtown, 20 minutes. Outbound on the Kennedy, from downtown out to O'Hare, a half hour, 15 minutes from the junction to O'Hare. The Eisenhower inbound, Wolf Road to downtown, 25 minutes. On the Dan Ryan, inbound from the Bishop Ford to downtown, 22 minutes. From 95th to downtown, a 20-minute ride. And on the Bishop Ford, inbound from I-80 to 95th Street, a 20-minute trip there. Downtown for just about an hour left now for the half marathon that has closed Columbus Drive between Roosevelt and Randolph all morning. The race starting at 7 o'clock. Also closing cross streets in Grant Park like Balbo, Jackson, and Monroe. Those streets should be open in about an hour, around noon or a little bit after.
If there's rain coming through, though, that's going to make everything worse, right?
Yeah, and I believe that's why we're looking at these delays on the expressways. You know, just people out, typically we see delays on the Kennedy at this hour, things starting to build. Well, they're even more so now with the rain coming on. Yeah. Sure, that's right. So do be careful out
and
there.
And here's, you know, whenever it's a morning like this, we like to give obvious tips. Like turn your windshield wipers on.
Turn your windshield wipers on. These are
allow extra time.
And allow extra time.
Allow extra time is a good one.
It is also a state law to turn on your lights when you turn on the windshield wipers. Now these are the instruments that go across the windshield at regular intervals and are to wipe away the water. Yeah. Hence the term windshield wiper.
I like to turn my windshield wipers on to the beat. I like to like turn them on and off to like get them to go exactly
with
to the
rhythm
beat
of the music.
Of music, yeah.
Oh, I've done.
Wasn't that an Eddie Rabbit song? Driving My Life Away, windshield wipers slapping to the tempo of the song on the radio.
The person really who was in charge of obvious warnings on mornings like this, producer of the program, Tom Hush, now with this special pronouncement.
When it's raining outside, according to Illinois law, you must listen to It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls.
I didn't know that was a law.
Just like to turn your headlights on is a law.
Yeah, you're not going to find that. Jane Pauley's not mentioning these helpful tips to you on a Sunday
morning. You know, I have some breaking news here from the ballpark.
Uh-oh.
It's raining, okay?
But they're raining men?
It's not raining men. It's raining now. The cats and the dogs have shown up. The
raining but they're cats also, and dogs. Careful, don't step in a poodle.
Exactly right. They're also they're also power washing the seats right now.
Really? Oh, really?
I'm looking down the left field line, and there's a guy with the power washer going. And it's you know, raining at a pretty good clip here. Yeah, they're power washing the seats. Apparently, they don't trust Mother Nature's ability to clean the seats.
Well, some of the stuff that's stuck on the seats,
well,
I
that's
think
a good
maybe
point.
you need a little help
yeah.
with that.
Okay.
One other item I would like to mention here as well is that when it is raining, in order to avoid or minimize getting wet, use a device called an umbrella.
What's it called?
An umbrella.
Umbrella.
An umbrella.
Rella.
Rella.
Rella. Rella.
Are we done now?
Do you know what we're talking about? Shawnee has no idea what we're talking about.
No.
That's a song, Shawnee, that was made after 1964. You wouldn't know it.
Rella, Rella, Rella.
After 1964.
Okay.
1974, yes. But 64, I know all those songs.
Oh, there's an awkward pause.
I was waiting for you to come.
No, I got
a retort.
Nothing. No,
you got nothing.
No, you keep this train going.
Well, this traffic report is sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First time users can enter the promo code SMART Dean. SMART SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
I happen to hear that.
And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage.
Hallelujah, it's raining men. Every specimen.
Is that umbrella, umbrella, umbrella song?
What is it called? What'd you say?
What is it? The umbrella song?
Okay, Dad.
What's that umbrella song?
What are they singing about?
That's not music.
Turn that noise off.
Remember
get in bed. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIXXXXX Chicago. The WGN forecast.
Play that umbrella song.
Cloudy, periods of showers this morning, so bring your umbrella. Ella.
Hey.
Highs in the 60s inland, the 50s near the lake. Cloudy tonight, showers and storms possible, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow, here we go again, cloudy morning showers and a cloudy afternoon. Highs in the 70s inland, around 60 near the lake. 46 at O'Hare, 46 also at Midway, 44 at Chicago's lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN newsroom, ready to join this conversation.
Newsroom.
Whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sunday morning, when the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took a note.
Got it now, Shawnee?
Yeah, I do. Can you play Bus Stop by the Hollies?
Rella. I will give you $10,000 if you can tell me who's singing that.
I don't know who's singing that. I was asking if you could play Bus Stop because they talk about sharing an umbrella in that song.
Oh, right.
They do. That's right.
From 1966.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Yeah.
CCR. If you
blame it on the rain, Milli Vanilli. Yeah.
How about the rain, park, and other things by the Cowsills?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Rainy days and Mondays.
Here comes the rain again, Eurythmics.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yeah. Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
I'm telling you. Dun, 1974 is where it stops. Big brick wall came down on Shawnee's musical world.
I think Madonna did a song called Rain, too, didn't she?
Did she?
In the 2000s, maybe? Mm-hmm. Early 2000s?
Yeah, I'm going to have to call Shawnee on that one. I don't know. I think she did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Pretty sure she did.
I have amnesia.
Anyway, that basically that's my whole DJ act right there. It's like when I was a DJ, when it rains, hey, I'll do something clever like play rain songs.
Because no one ever thought of that before. No.
I know what I'll do to win some sort of award. I'll play rain songs.
That's what people want to hear, right? When it's raining.
Right, right.
Not just what they want to hear.
Makes the evening go by better.
I love a rainy night.
I love a rainy night.
My second Eddie Rabbit reference of the day.
That's right. That's two more times than Eddie Rabbit's been mentioned in the last 20 years. But the song that everybody is talking about today.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
I thought we'd go back for the original, the song that was performed at the royal wedding yesterday. A beautiful version from Karen Gibson and the Kingdom Choir was performed during Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's wedding yesterday. Shawnee, this should be right in your ballpark. 1961.
Ben E. King.
The great Ben E. King wrote this song along with the great Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, two of,
yeah, they were pretty good.
Genius, prolific songwriters of the day. Do you know that this song, I found this very interesting. This is the fourth most performed song of the 20th century. 7 million performances of that song during the 20th century. It was ranked 122nd on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And there have been 400 different recorded versions of this song.
Wow.
Since 1961, when the original by Ben E. King.
Now, I think the original version was somehow brought back in its original form and was a hit all over again.
1986.
In the 80s, yeah.
When the movie came out.
Yeah, 1986, when the Rob Reiner-directed movie Stand By Me came out. Let's see if I have the do I have the chart position? I don't have the chart position, but it was back on the charts again when the song came out.
See, I know something that happened after 1974.
Nice. Okay, that's 1986. Don't get too sassy about it.
I think my favorite version of that song was done by John Lennon.
John Lennon did a great version.
He did a really good version of that song.
Do you know? I have to see if we can find it, Tom. See if we can find a version of this song that was recorded by Muhammad Ali. I am so curious to hear what that would sound like. Muhammad Ali, as Cassius Clay, maybe it's under Cassius Clay, released a version of this song in 1963 on his album, I Am the Greatest.
Huh.
I've never heard that ever before.
I didn't even know he did an album.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
Andy, you didn't know? You know everything.
I did not know that.
And now we've learned something here today.
Yes.
But that amazing song, getting... I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they released as a single or if this group, Karen Gibson and the Kingdom Choir that performed at the wedding yesterday, if they don't take the wedding version... I guess it would be weird to take a version from somebody's wedding and release it as a single, but maybe they go back into a studio and record it like full orchestration, perfect studio acoustics, all that. I'll bet you it would be a number one hit.
After this, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you it would be. Do we have the Muhammad Ali version? Oh, this should be.
The night has come.
What's with the Christmas bells?
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we see.
And this is Muhammad Ali singing Cassius Clay.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid.
He's a pretty good singer.
Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me.
I am impressed. He's a really good singer.
Really good.
That's terrific.
Oh, I don't get the Christmas bells, but... The Christmas bells are bothering me, but
maybe he's singing to Santa. Stand by me.
Maybe this was a Christmas song. Yeah, yeah, maybe it was. Yeah, very interesting. There's what other? Let's see other. We can find some other weird versions. John Lennon did a version. Mickey Gilley did a version of the song in 1980. Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire He recorded a version in 1985 that peaked at number 6 on the charts. I'm Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground. Topping the charts at number 6. Let's see what else here. Spider Turner. Spider Turner did a version in 1967 that climbed number 3 on the Billboard charts back in the day. So this song has quite a history. And I think quite a future ahead of it as well with what they've set up here today. So with the performance yesterday. So dare I bring up the Texas school shooting? I've been wrestling around with this in my head. That do we bring this up? Do we talk about this? Because I don't want a discussion about the school shooting to turn into a shouting match or a yelling match or. This is what I would like to do, because I think we need to do something. I mean, obviously everybody is sick about this shooting and all the shootings that have been taking place lately. It's ridiculous. I mean, is that something upon which we can all agree? It's ridiculous that this is happening all the time. These school shootings are awful. And may I point out at the same time, shootings are going on in Chicago all the time and in other cities around the country all the time. Wait till we get a nice weather weekend like we did a week or so ago, and we had record shootings in Chicago. It's going on all the time. It's not just schools, but this is now, you know, come to our attention. And I hope we can all agree this is out of control. I hope we all can agree that something has to happen. We can't just sit here and go, oh, that's awful. Or as, you know, so many are, oh, my thoughts and prayers are with them. And then we don't do anything about it. And it just keeps happening. Is there a way possible that when we come back from the break, we're going to take a break and update the news. And when we come back, that we can do a segment in which we all express what we think can actually be done. An action that actually could be done that might help curb these shootings. Never mind the name calling, never mind the finger pointing, never mind the yelling. You know, I know it's a highly volatile subject. I know that this segment may turn into that. I hope it doesn't. I'm wondering if it's possible that we could get some callers on our phone line who have some ideas of things that actually can be implemented and actually be done to try to curb the school shootings, to stop the school shootings, to, you know, try to bring this down. Because you know what I'm really in fear of? That now this is so normal, we pay attention for like a day when these things happen, and we should be mortified. Things should have been done on this years ago to try to get something done, and nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. And the school shootings continue, and kids are dying. You heard in Schwani's newscast him playing a recording from one of the Sunday morning TV shows today, a father of a young lady who was killed at the Texas shooting, who should have been at a piano recital this morning. Instead, they're having her funeral. How does anybody just sit there and do nothing about something like that? Children are being killed. Why aren't we doing something? What can we do? Let's, you know, I guess my bigger question is, can we have a civil discussion and just express some ideas without, you know, everybody start name calling and, you know, the usual hysterics that go on with these kinds of things? Things that actually can be done when we come back from our break. Say what you want to say and let the words fall. 11:43. Curious if we can have a civil discussion, a productive discussion of things that actually can be done to try to stop these school shootings and shootings in general. The amount of gun violence that we have in the United States is absolutely ridiculous. It makes me sick to my stomach that there are parents this morning whose children are dead. And, you know, the statistics on school shootings are through the roof. And we need to just, you know, stop talking and start doing something about it. Some of the texts that are coming in are really interesting. One of them here says maybe we need to do more educating about respect for human life Here's another. One way to stop these tragedies is gun control laws. The second is early treatment of mental illness or brain illness. Also very interesting. Here's another that says, Dean, not trying to be confrontational, but our legislatures and our president need to act instead of coming out to a podium and saying how bad it is. Here's another saying, parents need to look at what video games our kids are playing, and they should raise the age to purchase a lot of these video games. Actually, you know, there was a group of psychologists. They put out a list of what they think needs to be done, and one of the suggestions that they had also was better control of overly violent video games as well. Kathy is in Gurnee. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, Jane. I just listened to your suggestions from the text. I agree with a lot of that. But I think one of the biggest issues, you know, over the water cooler, it seems like the majority of the country is for reasonable gun law changes. There's so much legislation that's just paralyzed because of money in politics.
Yeah.
Citizens United and campaign finance reform needs to be put in place. We need to repeal Citizens United. All these big corporations, the NRA, they give gobs of money, and the legislators, you know in their heart that they need to at least put some rational gun legislation in. They don't do it. Why? Because they're beholden to all this money. They spend, you know, 30% of their time in office trying to get money. You know, it's just money, 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 and it's one of the biggest issues that just paralyzes our country, and it's totally wrong.
Isn't it amazing?
You gotta get it out of politics.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that just absolutely nothing has been done? I don't really know of anybody who wants to, like, repeal the Second Amendment, like a lot of people say.
No.
They're trying to take our guns away. But I think a lot of people, even NRA members, agree with what you're saying, that there needs to be a better control over who is getting these guns, a better background check to make sure that somebody who is mentally ill or showing signs of instability are not purchasing guns. Or if, like the Texas shooter, apparently got his guns from his father. I don't know if his father actually handed him the guns, but he took his father's guns. Now, those guns were not being secured properly, it seems like. Seems like there ought to be some consequence for that, too, don't you think?
Right, right. All reasonable, logical approaches to this, it just seems to be paralyzed because of the money. And granted, there's other issues that need to be addressed, the mental illness. Look what's happening because of money with big corporations and insurance. The benefit for psych care, for behavioral health issues,
right,
is so minimalized.
Right.
So we're just held hostage at so many levels of logic, and it's really, you know, the old saying, money is the root of all evil. Well, we see it every day. Look what's happening in the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Kathy, thank you.
Everybody needs to get on the bandwagon and say, get the money out of politics.
Appreciate your call, Kathy. Thank you. John, in Fargo, North Dakota. John, are you listening on WGNradio.com?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad
every Sunday,
glad
almost without
in.
Fail.
God bless you for that.
Well, Dean, you know, occasionally I disagree with you, and occasionally I agree with you. You know, it's human nature.
Exactly, right?
I'm an NRA range safety officer at our local supervised gun range.
Okay.
And your last caller is partly correct and partly incorrect when it comes to the money, you know, that's lobbied towards Congress from the NRA. It's actually one of the smallest lobbies there are out there in comparison to, say, the farm industry, big pharma, et cetera. And that's another discussion for another time. But the thing that irritates me most, Dean, is we let our lawmakers off the hook. You know, there's been plenty of evidence submitted with a lot of these mass shooters in recent history as to laws that were violated that should have prevented them from getting guns or should have been able to take their guns away from them. And we see no accountability being held to those agencies. That's one of the things that disturbs me the most. The other one that disturbs me is when misinformed or ill-informed or underinformed people, and this goes for both sides and goes for the media as well, throw out wild facts and figures, and no one wants to actually come to a true roundtable discussion that involves both sides and involves more of the moderates from both sides, because if we continue to just sit and let the extremes dictate how things should be, we're never going to accomplish anything.
So what do we do, John, to accomplish something? G- Give me one thing we can do to accomplish something.
Well, let's talk about the arming teachers argument, Dean, for example. We let the NRA dictate one side that, you know, there are extremes in there that say that all teachers should be armed. That's not a realistic goal. You should know it, and I should know it as common reason, you know, reasonable adults. But there are people who are willing to take that responsibility under their wing, and I'm not going to condemn them if they fail, you know, they break down under pressure, et cetera, you know, any more than some of these school resource officers, although they should be held to a higher standard because they are trained, you know, true trained professionals. But at the other end of the extreme, we have the teachers' unions and we have school boards, which to me, you know, are elected officials. They come and go with the wind, that absolutely adamantly do not want an armed teacher under any circumstance.
Right.
Now, you know, like I said, reasonable middle ground is, look at, you know, states like Ohio, where they have been allowing teachers to be trained, and they do that. It's done through the legislature. It's done with the support of the attorney general. It's done with laws. It's done with rules. It's done with regulations. You know, there, if you do not come up with common sense middle ground rules and regulations, you will never get anything accomplished.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, there needs to be more than just talk and standing at a podium. John, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. A quick break and more of your calls in a second. 312-981-7200-WGN. Trying to come up with some actual solutions without being confrontational. I really don't want this to turn into like the usual kind of gun control arguments where people are just yelling and, you know, it's... I really just want to talk solutions and what can be done. What can be done? Because nothing's being done right now, and kids are dying. A group of the, I think it was the American Psychologists Association, put together a list that included stronger background checks and consequences for legal gun owners who don't properly secure their guns, which may be the case in this Texas shooting. I'm not sure. Stronger mental health checks. This comes up over and over again. And mental health detection for children, for students who could be prime candidates for something like this. Just about 99% of the time when something like this happens, all the students say, you know, that they could have predicted that there's something bizarre, you know, could have happened. Mental health detections might help to find students who are prone to do something like this. Stronger punishment, stronger consequences for something like this. Video game control is another thing that this group of psychologists came up with that said that might be helpful in this. Let's go to Kevin in Flossmoor. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, Dean. Once again, always great topics, great show. And
thank you.
As far as my horse, it would probably be Dean's Entertainment. I'm glad you're laughing.
I'm beyond honored.
Yeah. So, but that would be a winner. Anyway, so two things that might be somewhat, I'm going to use the word simple, but maybe not simple, solutions. I lived in overseas for a little bit. In any situation, a school, any type of federal building, or even ambassadorships, there was only one entrance to those facilities, because with one entrance, they can control, have better control over who enters the building and with what they have,
what they're wearing. Yeah,
sure.
I guess this kid. I guess this kid was wearing one of those Columbine style, you know, long trench coat deals. Is that not a red flag if you see a kid? I mean, I'm sorry, you know. I guess we all should have the freedom to wear what we want to wear, but since that has been a way to bring weapons into a school so many times, should that be allowed in schools, those long coats under which something can be concealed, like guns and rifles?
Likely not. And that actually brings me to, glad we're working together, brings me to the second part. For each school, possibly there would be one person assigned to monitoring Facebook pages or social media pages, because I understand that this young man placed a picture of that jacket, and there was a black T-shirt that had some verbiage on it. I'm not sure what
born,
it was.
Born to kill. Yeah, born to kill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So would it be unreasonable to think that for each school or each district, we hire somebody to their job is to monitor their social media, so that you alluded to earlier, classifying people or, you know, making predeterminations. Apparently, this kid had never had any problem with the law before, so there wasn't a predetermination other than the fact that he put this on his social media site. Can we pay somebody to do that?
It seems like a good idea because almost, you know, in just about all of these cases, don't they find when they go back and they look at the Facebook pages or social media of these people, don't they find that there's almost always some clue that you know, some red flag? Obviously, it would be a lot of Facebook pages to go through, but.
Sure. I would say a resounding yes to that.
Is somebody's life worth it? I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to break for the news. I appreciate your call, Kevin. Thank you very much. And for naming your horse after me also. Appreciate that. Quick break. We will update news and then get right back to the calls. 312-981-7200. Texas school shootings, though the school shootings in general could have been very tragic in Dixon, Illinois this week. School shootings are happening all the time now, seemingly without any consequence. And I think we've done a pretty good job so far. You have done a pretty good job of calling in with things you think should be done. You know, we may agree, we may disagree. I'm just trying to get some ideas out on the table, that's all, of things that actually can be done, more than just talk. And what's been done so far, which has been nothing. And more kids being killed. 312-981-7200. Jackie's on the phone line. Jackie, you're in Dallas, Fort Worth area?
I am. Good morning.
Listening on the internet, and nice to have you with us today. What's sort of the feeling in Texas now with the school shooting? I know it wasn't really near Dallas. It was closer to Houston, but it still has to reverberate, I would think, in Dallas.
Absolutely. It's been very much in the front center of local news here for the last few days, and I intend it to be probably at least for the next week or so.
Isn't it true that in Dallas it's open carry there, right? I mean, you can carry a gun you can carry a gun out in the open in Texas, correct?
Yes, there is open carry. That is correct.
Okay. So, what do you think, Jackie? What are your suggestions of things that can be done?
Okay, I'm a big picture person, and I think that this is a public health crisis. I would like to see allocation of resources put to looking into things that can prevent, and also maybe when something like this happens, to be able to step back and look at, you know, putting all the pieces together, almost like an arm of FEMA or something, because we need to get on top of this. We have, as a country, and I'm not going to get into the politics because everybody has opinions, but I think as a country, we need to look at the bigger picture with things like this.
So what might be a specific suggestion? When you say look at the bigger picture, what might that include?
National policies.
That would do what?
That would do what?
Stronger background checks, you mean? Like those kinds of things? What sorts of things might be included?
Those kinds of things fall into that, but also dollars spent in studying, you know, being able to stop those things that you had mentioned, the psychology.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely needed. I don't believe this is entirely a mental health issue, but I think there are components to that.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. Of anybody who would go into a school and start shooting up children, obviously there are some mental health issues, Some very interesting on our text line. You know, a caller had said, "What if the school paid somebody to monitor Facebook pages? Now that would be an enormous project." But a lot of people responded after that saying, "What if, you know, if you see something, say something, you know, much like we have at airports or where you think that there might be a terrorist act. If you see something unusual, report it." You know, kids are on social media all the time. And if they see something bizarre or they see someone with a T-shirt that says Born to Kill, they should report it. I mean, I think that's a positive step that might happen. And I think, I think there need to be consequences. Apparently, this Texas school shooter, this 17-year-old kid, was able to get his father's weapons. And so, obviously, they were not secured very well. Obviously, there were not trigger locks. Obviously, it was just very easy for him to take these guns and take them to the school and start shooting the place up. I think there need to be consequences for things like that, don't you?
Absolutely.
I absolutely
agree.
I appreciate you listening all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Well, I'm sorry I had to call in about this, but it's just been lovely to speak with you.
My pleasure.
And thank you for taking my call.
Very nice of you to call up. I appreciate it. Mike in Highland Park, thanks for holding on. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, this is a very complex problem. It's not a black and white issue. There's just too many variables here. People are very emotional on,
right.
Pro or con gun control, but it's way beyond that. It talks about, if you look back on the Second Amendment and when it was created when there were no local police departments. Everybody was protecting their own homes. And so that was the core behind the amendment, was protecting your property. Each one of us had the right to protect our properties, and we had the right to have guns. And that's not that doesn't still exist. You'd have local police departments that are supposedly doing part of that protecting now. So I think the Second Amendment necessarily should be abolished, but it might need to be considered to be amended in some way for that, because that's just not, we're not living in that kind of world anymore. We have police departments. Most communities have police departments that you rely on, that you count on to protect your home. Yes, ultimately, if someone breaks in your home, you have the right to protect you, but we all count on our police departments, so that's theoretically what they're there for. We pay a lot of taxes for that. Second of all, it's mental health. There's a mental health issue in this country. And lastly, with back to the gun owners, you know, we're all, don't you think the gun owner should be responsible? But the people who use the last two places, both places were not the gun owners that had the guns that killed the people. It was the parents of the kids let the kids have the guns. I mean, so don't you think the parents should somehow be held responsible? I mean,
I do.
It doesn't make,
you know, I personally do.
It makes no, I think we all have a right to, you know, if you know, these checks and balances about when you buy a gun, most people that are buying these guns are healthy, normal people. There are gun control, right? There are checks and balances. The problem is they somehow aren't protecting those guns right, and they wind up either getting stolen or they wind up getting sold, or they wind up, you know, it's not the first level where there's a problem on the gun checks.
Yeah,
I think the potential
school shooting, well, that was in Dixon, Illinois this week. That kid got a gun that was purchased by his mother. So
that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
but the mother had, maybe the mother was fine. Maybe she was an upstanding individual who had every right to buy the gun. But what did she do with that gun? How did he get access to it? It's the second level we're not focusing on, and that's the problem all over.
Yeah.
It's not just, that seems to be a common thread.
I think that I think that even gun owners, responsible gun owners, would agree with, you know, their needs.
That's exactly it. It's not about limiting purchase of guns. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, or the abolishment of the Second Amendment. That will never happen. But
not to abolish it, but it might, at least you should consider modifying it in some way, not abolishing it at all.
But I don't know that that would ever happen, but, you know, because it's such a powder, you know, excuse the expression.
The gun owners need to be held accountable for their guns better.
But people who own guns, you know, if somebody, they're responsible for their guns, and if their kids or somebody else are taking their guns,
there's got to be a long tail. When you take the responsibility to buy a gun, damn, you should have, that's got to be more important. You got to really be serious about it, and you got to protect that gun. Not getting in the wrong hand somehow. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, that's why we're talking out some ideas here today. Mike, thank you for the call. And Joe in Tinley Park, you're on WGN. Hello.
Good
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank
you. Good afternoon, I guess.
It is afternoon. Look at that. Look at that. TikTok.
I happen to partially or mostly agree with the last caller. A lot of this has to do, just to let you know, I am an NRA member. I've been a gun owner since I was 16 years old. I was a police officer for 25 years. I do own weapons, several guns, and they are all in a safe. And the only people that have the combination to that safe is me and my wife. A lot of these shootings have happened because the weapons were available to the kids. That is not acceptable.
Yeah. So what's the solution, Joe, as a former police officer and somebody who sounds like a pretty responsible gun owner, what's like one thing that you think can be implemented that would stop these or, you know, slow down these shootings?
One of the things is the judicial system. I have seen shooters walk away with minimal sentences.
And but how do we prevent these kids, these 17-year-olds, you know, like the kid in Texas?
Yeah.
Judicial system had, you know, not even a factor with him yet. It's going to be. But, you know, how do we prevent something like that from even happening in the first place?
The parents have to take responsibility. Okay. Where were the parents of this kid and some of the others? My kids are grown and gone, but when they were here, I routinely went through there, and this was before Facebook and all that good stuff. I routinely went through their rooms. I would confront them about things that I thought were questionable. Where's the responsibility of these parents?
Yeah, I think that's a certainly part of it. You know, if your kid is collecting guns, if your kid is, you know, displaying a certain kind of behavior, you're obviously not paying very much attention to your kids. Joe, I appreciate your call. I got to take a quick break here because we're getting close to baseball time. Thank you for calling up. A texter says, this is amazing to me. Texter says, Dean wants to abolish the Second Amendment, which I did not at all say. How anyone could even interpret that is beyond me. And that's why part of, you know, this argument never gets done, because of insane accusations like that, that are just completely made up. It's crazy. You, sir or madam, whoever sent that in, are part of the problem.
Now we're talking about him. Now we're talking about her. Now we're answering phones. Now you're talking to us. Now you're yelling at us. Now we're friends again. Now we have a story.
Breaking news coverage.
Now we have the traffic.
WGN traffic.
Now Tom Skilling is telling us the weather.
We're tracking the latest storm.
Now we have the news.
Now we have the news.
Now we're thinking. Now we're remembering.
WGN Chicago.
Now we know. Now you know. WGN Radio lives in the now.
Hey, Chicago. Professional baseball in Rosemont is here. Introducing Chicago's hottest new sports ticket, Chicago Dogs Baseball. Opening weekend is Friday, May 25th through Sunday, May 27th, when the Chicago Dogs take on the Kansas City T-Bones. Be among the first to experience our brand new world-class ballpark, Impact Field, located in the heart of the Rosemont Entertainment District. With great seats starting at just $9, you have no excuse to not become a Dogs fan. So go to thechicagodogs.com. Or dial ** Dogs on your mobile phone now to get your seat to Chicago's new professional baseball experience. Witness the Chicago Dogs' first home game ever on Friday the 25th. Join us for post-game fireworks every Saturday. And treat the kids to a day out on family Sundays. Chicago Dogs Baseball is the most affordable and accessible pro sports fun you'll ever have. So go to thechicagodogs.com or dial ** Dogs on your mobile phone to get your tickets for opening weekend today. Go to thechicagodogs.com now.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more
more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Every man's fantasy may be a hot wife. But trust me, no man wants a wife that's hot.
Elizabeth, am I in trouble again?
No, Dick, I'm talking about getting overheated. That's my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers. So, when your air conditioner breaks down...
And Elizabeth, it always happens on the hottest day of the year.
That's when you want expert, honest service fast.
Call American Weathermakers 60 Minute Men. We'll come to your rescue, day or night, in 60 minutes or give you a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime. Plus, we offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs. Call us for details.
And I love that you offer the best prices on repairs and air conditioning equipment every day. You'll fall in love with American Weathermakers, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free.
855-955-HVAC.
For special offers, visit our cool website, AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Amita Health knows you like no one else. The one who is there for you always. Lifelong bonds that make all the difference. The one who knows what you need when you need it. At Amita Health, they always put you first. Amita Health now includes 19 hospitals, 20 immediate care centers, and more than 230 outpatient locations in the Chicagoland area. Visit AmitaHealth.org/ACCESS or call 1-855-MY-AMITA. In sickness and in health.
All right, you want to get out for some delicious Greek food? I highly recommend the award-winning Greek Islands restaurant. Extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, and spices, all imported directly from Greece. Makes a huge difference in the quality and the flavor for these delicious and healthy meals. And the weather is going to be amazing this coming week. Think about dining al fresco with some lighter dinner options, like their baked Mediterranean salmon, which I love, their grilled cold octopus salad that I love, their cold lima beans, 40 entrees from which to choose. You'll find a favorite at the Greek Islands since 1975, Chicago's 1971, rather, Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. A perfect place to meet for a business lunch, family dinner, or to stop in before a game or show. The Greek Islands also have party rooms to accommodate 20 to 120 and now also catering. The Greek Islands in Chicago at Halsted and Adams, 200 South Halsted Street, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd. Free parking available. The Greek Islands, America's most popular Greek restaurant. We have about 1 minute left here. Sue Watt in Schiller Park. So I'm going to, hopefully you can keep it into about a minute here, okay?
All right. Hey, Dean. How's it going?
Thank you. Very well.
All right. So I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy, and I don't think that more laws are going to help anything. Because you look at Illinois, we have one of the most strictest gun law places in the country.
So what would be a solution? I'm going to try to fast forward you a little bit. What would be one thing that would make things better?
I would say more resource officers, more metal detectors in school.
Okay.
You know, nip it in the bud right before they get into the school. Have one entrance to get into the school. Just, you know, you're not going to stop the violence. You just got to figure a way to defend against the violence, is my opinion.
What about also as a, I assume are you an NRA member also, since you're...
I am.
So how do you feel about responsibility for somebody not securing their guns properly? Do you think that there needs to be more attention to that?
Yeah, I mean, the parents should definitely be punished. I mean, I have a daughter. I have a 7-year-old. You know, she goes to school every day, and I worry about those things. Yes, the parents should definitely be held accountable.
All right. So, Watt, I appreciate your call. I'm sorry for the brevity here, but we're getting ready to go to White Sox baseball. I appreciate all of your calls here today. See you tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. See you on Steve Cochran's show at 8:10 in the morning. And stand by for Chicago White Sox baseball next on WGN Chicago.